I just can't get over it. I mean, we talk about wasteful spending. Shit's everywhere. I mean, they can't even fucking plow. You can't even plow roads, you know?
How does a fucking small town like this, or a city, expect to be a city when you can't even fucking
pave a road, but yet you want to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in fixing potholes every year? And then the fucking public's got to ride over those potholes. And I'll tell you this, you ever hit a pothole on the street and try to call the municipality to get you to reimburse you for whatever kind of damage you might have taken on your car? Well, here's a freebie. You see a pothole in a small town, or even in a Walgreens, Osco, Drug, Stop and Shop, Market Basket, the Moolahs, et cetera, you see a pothole, and you run over it, call them the next day and say, hey, I hit one of your potholes, and now my wheel's making a really crazy sound. Before you leave, take pictures of that pothole, and then call the Moolahs or whoever you're calling, ask them for their insurance company, and there you go. And that thing will get resolved in a flash. But if you try to do it on a public street, it's going to be hard, because then somebody's going to say, well, the city doesn't really own the street. We maintain it. That might be the government or the county, you know. So then it gets into a little bit more fucking politics. But it drives me nuts, right, to see, like, you know, I can see, say the state of New Hampshire, they don't got a lot of tax money, right? But nonetheless, they bring in cash, right? So why can't you fix roads? They have no playgrounds around this area for kids. You know, we'll be moving. We'll be getting the fuck out of here. But then the other thing is, right, is that now I'm on my way to go down to Mass to go get some bud skis, right, and get my winnings off of Prize Picks. So I told you guys last time I did the Prize Picks and I couldn't fucking withdraw the money, because you got to spend all of your deposit of the money that you put in. So if you guys go watch somebody like AM Hoops or Microphone or fucking No Jumper or any type of sportscaster, and they got the Prize Picks there, the one caveat is that whatever you deposit, you're gonna have to spend. So if you want to deposit $100 and say, oh, I'm only gonna spend 60, because you know your winnings are already, you know, 10 times, and you're like, hey, that saves me for the next time, don't do that. Spend all the money that you're gonna bet, and then the credited money, I don't know how that goes, spend all the credited money as well, and then you'll be able to withdraw your money. But they didn't tell me that. If I knew that, I would have never played into it, because I live in New Hampshire and we can't gamble in the state, which, right, makes another question. Why won't you let people gamble in the state? They let them drink and drive constantly up here, but yeah, you won't let them gamble, which makes no fucking sense. You know what I mean? You got Massachusetts outlawing menthol cigarettes, right? So somebody says, you know, smoking Newports for the last 10 years. 5 years ago, found out, I can't get no more Newbies out in Mass. All right, well, I'll try quitting smoking. So he's been trying to quit smoking, let's just theoretically say. Now he comes to find out that nicotine patches, nicotine gum, fucking vapes, anything nicotine-based is not going to be sold in Boston. Like, that's it. Boom. And what? Fuck. People use the nicotine gum to get off shit. Yeah, but then, you know, then they just chew on the gum and they get addicted to the gum. Okay, well, riddle me this, Riddler. How about the people that are all fucked up on drugs, right? And then you make this little fucking hut called the methadone clinic, right, which is liquid fucking handcuffs at the end of the day. And then what happens then? You have now a state dealer dealing drugs to people and not rehabilitating them at the same time. If you're on a medical assisted treatment program and you're on your Suboxones and you're getting your 3-8s a day or whatever, maybe I think they only do 2 max now in some certain, I know at least in the East Coast they're only doing 2 of the max. So you get your MAD program and they say, and you're on, and then you get on the MAD program, and next thing you know, 10 years later, you're still eating fucking Suboxones from the doctor. Those medical assisted therapies are nothing but a drug dealer in disguise for the state. a methadone clinic, all depending on the hardcore use of the individual, you could timeline how long they'll be on a clinic. Somebody that made it might have, you know, took a quick run and got off 3 months, they're only gonna need a methadone clinic for about 6 to 8 months, if that. A Suboxone, a medical assisted therapy, should be no more than 2 months. Okay? No more than 2 months. So why in the God's green world does they fucking keep you, these people, on it constantly? And mind you, Suboxone's just an antagonizer. It's an antagonist. It antagonizes the dopamines. But I'll tell you this, if you ask people that used it, they'll get more high off a little piece of Suboxone than they would a whole 40 cc's of pure fucking synthetic fentanyl. Okay? If you talk to historians, heroin would never ever OD. I mean, people can OD on straight heroin, but it wasn't like it was today. I grew up stepping over needles, okay? So here's the deal. My mother never OD'd. Never OD'd. I've seen a guy flip out because he took too much, but never OD'd. When it was back in the day in the 80s, you had real heroin in the streets and nobody was dying. But what happened was is that the fucking United States made a deal with China, and China didn't get their money back. So China says, okay, you don't want to pay me for my money, folks. So for every dollar that you're going to owe me, I'm going to kill 10 Americans. Okay? So if we go back since 2015, and we're killing almost 100,000 people a fucking year off this shit, go figure. So every 10 years, you're going to have 1 million deaths, if not more, all dependent. Because of a synthetic heroin that everybody thinks is from Mexico. It's not. It's from communist China. Opium. That is the heaven. It's called the Golden Triangle. And that'll get shipped, okay, through these little democratic idiots on TikTok, right, that supports a regime, a communist regime. I don't care about it not being in the country. I don't care. I hate TikTok. I think it's one of the fundamental fucking things that's going to break this country down. Because the kids that they're going after, they're fucking morons. And I'm sorry if you're one that's on the TikTok. I don't mean it to, for you, but you know what I'm saying. You know about the people I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the people that are listening right now. I'm just talking about the other people that, you know, like the lips of TikTok. Go check out that channel. You want to see some fucking shit. That'll make you go green. So the Communist Party now has a billion of, has damn near three quarters of this country on their computers, and they're teaching people, Chinese people, how to get to America through cartoon based imagery through the southern border. Now, if you look at the situation of fentanyl, and you say, wow, that's, you know, it comes in droves, man. Like, I mean, big shipments. I mean, you know, you ain't getting no more than 2 ounces across the fucking border, okay? If you try to walk through it back and forth, say you live near Tijuana, you want to walk back and forth to Tijuana, whatever, use the beaches, whatever it is. Get medicine, take a Botox, tummy tuck, tit lift, tit reduction, whatever you want. You go down to Tijuana and you go there. You know, you go there. So you say, shit, you know, I could pull about 2 ounces a trip coming through. So that's very small. The guys that are coming through Eagle Pass, probably a few pounds, not much. Most of the shipments are coming through the fucking docks. The docks. It's just like, you know, and everybody says, well, how's all these drugs get into the country? Oh, my God. You fucking moron, they come through the docks. They have paid people on the docks. They have paid people on every dock in this country. The longshoremen of the United States of America are corrupt through and through. And some of the port authorities that run those motherfuckers are corrupt through and through. It's like people say, well, how the fuck does the drugs get in jail? Oh, they bring it in on the visitations. No, they don't. No, they do not. They come in through the ice cream and the butter and the bread and shit that gets served to you. And that's coming in from a truck, from a distribution center that's tied into somebody that's in the know, that comes in at, on, you know, a certain delivery Wednesday. We got Johnny comes in. Johnny meets Mr. O'Keefe at fucking Norfolk Southern. Norfolk Southern. Norfolk fucking correctional. And gets the bread with all the cigarettes and the dope and the shit in there. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you know, and that's why, like, you won't see a lot. I mean, there'll be drugs in jails, but you won't see a ton of them. Like, you ain't going to see, like, pounds and pounds of fucking, you know, cocaine coming to the jail. Because it's hard. It's harder to hide. You know what I mean? So, like, cigarettes are more easy. And I would imagine the consequences for the cop are smaller if it was, say, tobacco versus, you know, fentanyl. Do you know what I mean? So I think some of these CEOs know that, hey, we're only fucking with cigarettes, maybe some marijuana, shit like that, but, you know, Suboxone, all that hot shit, the Suboxone, that's coming through stamps. They used to have them on stamps. Guys would take, like, and stamps? Yeah, stamps. So you're telling me when they would lick a stamp? Yep, they would lick a stamp, and they would take the Suboxone, and they would put that Suboxone underneath the stamp where it was already licked, okay? Well, isn't that going to dissolve it? You're right, yeah, it is going to dissolve it. But all that, all the residue maintains to stay on the stamp. So guys were literally getting mail with like 55 fucking stamps on them, right? Coming from, who knows, California or whatever. And these guys would get their mail and they would just start shit. They would just start taking off the fucking, ripping off the stamps and eating them. And they were, and you could get four to five people high on those things. Remember, it's an antagonist, and these people would get zooted off these things. So, you know, like jails, all that stuff, it comes in from the docks, it comes in from China, the fucking cops and the CEOs bringing it into the jails. I mean, you know, I don't know why anybody doesn't get that, and why doesn't these correctional facilities, you know, do a sting operation of some sorts, because they know they'll lose about 30% of their fucking manpower, and Lord knows, nobody really wants to be a correctional officer, because at the end of the day, what do? All day. You're locked up all day. You're locked up just like the criminal all day fucking long. Sorry, you couldn't pay me enough money to do that job. I was talking about just medical assisted therapies and how are they good or bad and for how long should they be used. So if you guys get any answers on that, I'd like to hear it. I don't believe addiction is a disease. I think it's a choice. You have a precondition to maybe use, but I don't find it a disease. But you know, hey, you know, I'm not here to fucking split hairs. But so, Fannie Willis and fucking Freddie Mac, no, Fannie Willis and her boyfriend there. That is one for the books. You know, why would you even, you know, nobody ever told me to keep 6 months of fucking cash on hand. And I don't know if you guys heard, but when she was on the stand, she says, I had some campaign money left over in my house and I paid Mr. Thing off with campaign money. So it's like, so I don't even know if anybody caught that or if she got it, but the defense was kind of bewildered with the father coming up, taking the stand and saying, you know, he went to a store, tried to use his credit card. It got denied. And ever since then, he told his kid to keep at least 6 months of money on hand. So now I'm saying to myself, when he told Fannie that, she was probably all up like fucking 20 when like the inflation rate was down. So to have, you know, $5,000 in your house is not a bad thing to have a couple thousand dollars on hand, $2,500, $3,500. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you know, at that time, I'm sure she could have lived off of $1,500 a month. All right. So have a couple months worth of rent and a couple months worth. So yeah, $4,000 or $5,000. Nothing wrong with that. But nowadays, for her to keep, especially being a DA, You're going after an ex-president. You know what you're doing is wrong, It's a conflict of interest by having the sexual fucking relationship with the head prosecutor, and you're the head DA that's going after Trump, and you're the man that you put in to prosecute Trump. You're fucking. You cannot do that. Like that. You didn't think that was gonna come out. Like, what a moron. She's gonna. I don't know if it's complete incompetence. Like, how did you not know that was gonna come out? You don't think they do opposition research? I mean, what made her think? I mean, the pompous, the gall, the balls. I mean, the fucking the elephant nuts on that broad to be like, yeah, I'm taking this to the hole. They're on trial, not me. They're on trial for stealing an election. So why are you bothering me? I only just paid off a couple. I'm just fucking a guy. I'm not trying to rip off the country, is what she's trying to say. But it's so funny that, like, why would you? You know, why would you even try to, I don't know, like, why throw stones in a glass house? You fucking dummy. You dummy. Now you're going to lose. Now you have a chance of losing your fucking law license to practice. You're going to be discredited. Nobody's going to take you in another court. Nobody's going to take you just with all that publicity shit. Nobody's going to want to take that. So if now it lays down to the judge to say if she was lying or she wasn't. Do you think she was lying? Because I sure do think she was lying. Of course she was fucking lying. And the thing was, is that when her friend was up there in testifying, she came out and she says, I confided in her, I thought she was my friend. But the thing was, is you didn't recognize, you didn't think about the people that want to, you know, pursue their careers and get promotions and shit they can't get because you're giving them to the lead prosecutor that you're having a relationship with. So that lady says, hey, fuck it, I'm a scorned fucking employee. I work hard. I do my thing. Just because she's they're in a relationship, I get Lugats? Fuck that. Fuck that. Good for that girl. Good for that lady. And if the judge can't see that she is lying and the other girl is right, because my question is that, why would this lady come out and tell on you now? You know, why would your friend, she must either ask for a promotion, she must have asked for some kind of access, and you denied her, and she says, okay, you're going to deny me after I've been working with you long before this fucking little dickhead came around? Well, watch this. A woman's scorn is nothing to be messed with. Work-wise, relationship-wise, anything. It's just not a good look, it's not a good thing to do. I just, you know what I mean? And that's what you can see, is that lady was just like, yo, look, I'm never going to get ahead because them two are screwing. So there was several other witnesses, and I don't see why they would lie. Why are they going to lie? They have no upside. I doubt they're still working for her, right? So, like, what the fuck? They have, there's no upside but for them to tell the truth and just say, yeah, look, boom, 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 boom. Or the Trump team came over and said, hey, you know, whatever she was paying you, we'll 2x it just to have you go on to testify here and there. So, and then mind you, Fannie Willis, she's also the one that can prosecuted or set charges to prosecute YGB or some fucking one of these rappers, which is like a big gang, and they call them like YGM or something, YGB or whatever. I have no idea. So all the acronyms, the LGBTQ, the YGB, the DOC, it's too much for me, right? So now, she prosecutes this rapper. I'm sure the judge knows that if this conflict of interest happened before the Trump trial was set to start, then it's going to go show that she had a lot of bias and conflict of interest. Now, what they're going to say is that I'm going to say, I don't know, my son wrote something on my window. Sorry, I didn't mean to. So what I'm going to say is that they're going to ask for a huge appeal on that case due to the fact that she's probably, if she's found that she lied on this case, that I'm sure the conviction on the wrap-up, they're going to bring up for a huge appeal real quick and say everything in that office is crooked, and my client needs another trial. You know what I mean? It just bewilders me how they just throw stones at a glass house. It's fucking ridiculous. But it goes to show that, like, when you're, I don't know, a lot of you, I don't know what you're, I know a lot of you are probably in or around my age. So, like, even in the youngins out there, you might be listening to some of the old heads that are out there. What did you always say when a youngster comes up to you and you'd say, oh, Nana, Papa, Mama, Dada, Uncle, oh, he's going to be president? Yeah, they're all fucking crooks. And they say it so nonchalantly, right? Like, you just think that, you know, they don't like, they just, you know, they're saying it because they don't want to be bothered, right? But at the end of the day, that is the most fucking simplistic way to say it, is that they are all crooks. They are all crooks. You can go from the best ones up, from Rand Paul. You don't think he's benefited from being a senator for so long? I mean, his father was a fucking senator, so now he's a senator. So there's a little bit of nepotism, don't you think? You know what I mean? I mean, they lived in this one county for years and years and years, and they said, "Hey, fuck it. Once my father gets in, I'm gonna get in. Most likely, if he had a son, he'd get in." You know, it's like the chicken guys, the Purdue guys. You know, if the Purdue guys were only in the Senate seat, you'd have had fucking four generations of Purdues in the fucking Congress. So they're all crooked. What you need is a fucking a clean house, and hire all the members of the Senate and the House all at one time. I don't know if you guys know this, but any new congressman or congresswoman that gets elected will go down to the Capitol. Once they enter the rotunda, there is a chaperone sitting there saying, "Democrats off to the left, Republicans off to the right." They never talk. And you're taught to be in lockstep with your party. Not your country, but with your party. So if I wanted to play politics, the only way I can play politics is if I play good for the Democrats? Oh, okay, well, I'm a Democrat, okay. So, but what about my neighbors? Ah, fuck the American people. This is for the Democrats. You're a Democrat, yeah. Fucking LGBTQ, IG-17, whatever the fuck. Yeah, all right, yeah, fuck the American people. Oh, yeah, like, fuck my grandmother or my father that fought for this country. So the Republican can go to their side. Hey, it's all the Republicans, yeah, the GOP, Grand Ole Party. You know what I mean? Let's go get drunk and fucking rub our asses on fucking redwoods up in California. Yeah, oh, get naked. Yeah, this is fucking awesome. Fuck the American people. These people take trips to Israel. They take congressional trips to fucking, you know, wherever. And we pay for that shit. We pay for that. They'll take a C-130 cargo fucking plane, strap all these dignitaries, congresswomen, congresspeople, fly them all around the world on our dime. Do you know how much money we would have in our pockets if we just would stand up and had a little bit of our own fucking spine as American people? You know, because at the end of the day, if it ever came out to where the American military was going to fight to bomb the United States, it would be a cataclysmic fucking shit show. But once it got down to the ground game, the American people would win. You know, I don't care about all superior aircraft and shit like that. When you get down to the weeds, like the Ukrainians did with the Russians, that's when it really starts to count. So you can bring all your fucking trucks and your tanks and bomb your little airplanes and bring your fucking J-35, whatever the fuck you got, your fighter fucking jet that cost us fucking $300 million a whop. Just imagine what the new plane's gonna, what the fourth generation's gonna cost. That's gonna probably cost $500 million a fucking $600 million a whack. Well, Wayne, you know it's the fourth generation. Yeah, well, you know something? Two of that $100 million is going to a black fucking account, you moron. To study fucking, you know, refers to engineering and jet propulsion and shit and fucking lasers and LRADs and stuff. Yeah, I know. I know. Google just, I know. And Apple just literally got the goggles fresh off the press and showed them to you. You don't think they had them things done fucking 3 years ago? They knew that the country wasn't ready to afford something at $3,500. $3,500 fucking bucks, and it's the shit kind. Wait, and then the real good kind that comes out where you can see the person's eyes, you see it on TV, you're like, oh yeah, it looks cool, and then you get it and you can't see nothing, you look like a space cadet. You're like, what the fuck? This doesn't look like the ones that I've seen in the commercial. Yeah, right, because they ain't the ones you see in the commercial. The ones that you see in the commercial are the real prototypes that are already done and already manufactured for shit sure. You know what I mean? They already can manufacture them. It's just the country is not ready for the price point. So they have to wait. How many people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, you know, and here's the deal. If you had $3,500, you can grab $3,500, make the YouTube video and fucking make your money back. You know what I mean? Just for all the reviews of it. So, like I keep saying, to have all this technology come forth and be good as it may, there's still fault is, I mean, you hear the stories of the NYPD putting their little fucking robot on the subway. Mind you, that little robot's got to get fucking chaperoned by two officers. Why can't it be auxiliary cops? Auxiliary cops are much cheaper and they don't carry a gun. They carry a fucking nightstick and a flashlight. So get two auxiliary cops, save the city some money to fucking walk around fucking R2-D2. All right? But no, they don't do that. They want to put two city police officers that probably got 10 years in, all right? And they're paying them an exuberant amount of money an hour just to watch this robot. And then all you hear is people in New York, get that fucking thing out of my face, tell her to stop following me and all this other shit. It's a riot. It's a riot. Please don't push me off the ledge. I have 11 kids.
I was listening to PBD podcast and one of the guys on there, Vinny, he's the good looking one everybody talks about.
On PBD, I don't know about PBD podcast. The one dude I can't stand is fucking, God, I can't even remember his name, but I'm sure it's the one that sits off to the right of PBD. He's off to the right, and I just can't stand. He's a Democrat. I just can't stand. So what's my point? I don't know what your fucking point is, but I can't fucking laugh. You know what I mean? Just hearing you talk makes me upset. But I love the podcast. It's awesome. I don't really get into the Jake Paul podcast. But I do listen to one, right? And I just got to see if you guys notice what I hear and what you guys may hear. So is this podcast out? It's, you know, they just made a name that would be catchy. So it was like, investigate conspiracy, UFO, investigate Earth. Podcast UFO fucking conspiracy shit. So they hit all these keywords like UFO conspiracy, all this shit. UFO, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay. So I listen to it, and it's this kid Sherry and I can't remember the other kid's name. But when they do this podcast, you would act like they don't. You would think that they don't live together, because Sherry. When Sherry says something, his wife, he'll be like, he'll introduce himself. Hi, my name is fucking Joe fucking Giuseppe, and this is my wife, Cheryl. Cheryl, say hi to the people. And she'll say, hello, everybody. And it's like, why do you tell her to say hello? Why can't she just do her own thing? You know what I mean? Like, we already know that Sherry's in the studio with you. You know what I mean? Like, so you could just say, hey, what's up? It's Giuseppe and Sherry out here on the mic. What's up, people? Hey, you know, and then she jumps in. Hey, good morning, guys. Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of telling her to talk. So then, as these podcasts go on, you'll hear her. What it is like, it's like if she was doing the podcast, she'd sound like me. You know what I mean? So obviously this kid comes from, like, her husband, like, is like an ex-firefighter, did some like journalism back in the day in his high school and shit like that. So he's easy to talk on the mic, and he knows how to use his words, which is fucking great. So he'll talk, and then his wife will chime in on something. And then he'll say, "Yeah, you're absolutely right." He'll never let her fucking, like, say any more than, like, a little bit of this or a little bit of that, and then that's a wrap. Other than that, he just takes over. Sometimes she'll make a mistake, and she feels so sorry about it, she'll say, "Oh, sorry." I'm like, "Why is she saying sorry?" I'm like, "What is it?" Like, once they, like, finish the podcast, does he take off his headphones? He's like, "Hey, listen. When I tell you to shut up, you fucking shut up, all right? What the fuck?" And the kid, you know, they have a successful podcast, right? But he talks about these. Oh, he doesn't really. They never get to the point with podcasts. That's the shit that I can't stand. They want to talk, and they want to just bleed out air. They want the podcast to be, you know, his podcasts are almost 2 hours long. And I'm like, what the fuck could you possibly be saying for 2 hours other than the same thing getting repeated over and over and over again? You know what I mean? So, like, I'm saying to myself, I'm like, you know, they have the, you know, people must have this idea where they could just get on a mic and start a podcast. Yes, you can. You can do that. But it's not going to fly off the, fucking Richter scales like some other people's podcasts. Do you know why? Because you don't have that fucking background of, like, you know, journalism or something or whatever it may be. You're not comfortable on the mic. Maybe you did a little radio when you were in college or some shit, or maybe you was a dispatcher. So you know how to talk into something, act like somebody is listening to you or whatever. You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying? But if you're some average Joe like me trying to get on and start a podcast, this is the real way to start a podcast. So I have to sit here and grind and grow it, ask you guys to show, support it, maybe share it out if you like. That's all the whatever I'm saying is either entertaining you or making you laugh or making you think in a different way. And that's all I'm trying to do, is that I'm sitting there and I listen to these podcasts and I'm like, they're fucking sitting there bleeding in when they can just get right to the fucking point. You know what I mean? And so if somebody was in the comments, they'd say, "So what point do you want to make, Wade?" Well, you know something? My point is that they should just get on the mic and get straight to the fucking point. That's my point, right? Once you talk about, does anybody, I don't know, when you're driving in the nighttime, anybody sick of the fucking headlights? The headlights that are so fucking blinding? Yeah, those ones. And now you see people putting an extra fucking light in between the two fucking headlights. Okay, so now I say, okay, there's got to be rules and regulations to this shit. You can't fucking go out and put a bunch of lights on your truck like you're fucking... And then land it down under in the fucking, in the Walkabout Creek with fucking Dundee out there getting hunted and shit with the hunters looking for fucking kangaroos. That shit's not happening. You can't light your truck up like that. I'm sorry, pal. It's like, you know, what do you guys want to grow? A fucking acre of weed? You grow an acre of weed just with your high beams. So, not only that, but these new trucks that they have, you can maneuver, you can move the fucking light bulb. So if you want to position it down, you can, or if you want to position it right up to where it'd be on that same point where somebody's, if you're in a car, it hit your rear view mirror and it bling right into your eyes, yeah, that's what, that they can maneuver that. That should be outlawed. You should not be able to manipulate your fucking high, you should not be able to manipulate your headlights whatsoever, okay? If they get changed, they have to go to a dealership, get them changed, and get in the fucking specific regulation headlights. You can't just have these LEDs blinding fucking people, because back in the day, in the 80s and shit, none of this was a problem. None of this was a problem, right? So now I'll have somebody behind me with their fucking lights on. I think it's their high beams, right? So I flick my high beams, then they flick theirs, and I'm like, holy fucking shit, it's even more brighter. To the point where I can't see a damn thing. So I'm telling you this right now, if I ever get an accident with fucking Ford, Mitsubishi, any one of you that have these high-powered fucking light bulbs, I'm going to sue the piss out of you, right? Now, if anybody hears me and says that, they find that they come along in agreement, and I'm sure there is a few people that can't fucking stand these headlights, well, we can file a class action lawsuit, okay? Do you know how much that shit might have damaged your eyelids? Do you know how much you could have fucking damaged your lungs and had fucking toxic testes from your fucking wearing your mask with the CO2 that you were breathing in constantly for 2 years? Yeah, toxic testes. Look it up. I shit you not. Toxic testes. Now, back to the lights. There's a guy calls up Howie Car Show. He goes, these fucking lights are unbelievable, blah, 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 blah. Howie's like, yeah, I know about it. Like, okay, you know about it. So, well, obviously, you don't drive. You get Ubered, so you don't have a problem with that. But the Uber has to deal with it, okay? We all have to deal with these lights. Why do they stay on till 9 in the fucking morning when the sun already rose 2.5 hours ago? Why are we still seeing these? Hello? Is like the fucking computer on there, like, it's like everybody became fucking blind overnight. So I'm pissed about the fucking headlights, and I'm sure there's a few of you out there, maybe your father, your dad, your sister, your brother, your son, or something, just your daughters, they can't stand the lights, they might not like fucking riding out at night, they probably can't ride it out no more, ride at night no more. Or maybe they flip their rear view mirror, or they put down their fucking other mirrors, their side mirrors, because that's what I do. Or I'll try to blind them back. So now, there is a lot of people that are fighting back. And you know what they're doing? They're putting lights facing the person on the back of their car. So me, like, it's like me putting 2 floodlights on the back of my car. So when I have somebody with real headlights, I'll flip that switch and I'll say, here, have a little fucking taste of your own medicine, you fuck. Okay? Because everybody's ignorant with these things now. They'll just drive, if they want to pass you in the fast lane, they'll drive up your ass. They'll have the lights shining so that you can see them, and they know it lights up my whole fucking, you know, some of them are blue. I think the cops are behind me. I'm like, what in the fuck is going on, dude? Why are they not regulated to a certain amount of feet? Remember back in the day, the commercials would say, oh, yeah, the lights, you can, they go wider, and they fucking, and they shine brighter, and you can see up to 30 times farther than you could when you were driving your little fucking Nova. Okay, so tell me, what was the rules when the Nova was out, and now what's the fucking rules? It's got to be heavily in favor of the LEDs because, oh, Jesus, it's the green new fucking deal, and, you know, you got to fucking save the planet. Oh, I know, my headlights are going to fucking make a big dent in the fucking planet. Why don't you go talk to fucking India and China, huh? Get off my back. Wait, I mean, where is that talk? And that's why people love Trump, because he would say it how it is. But you need other, I'm looking for that other maverick out there that's going to say, hey, enough's enough. This is bullshit. I don't know why the fuck, I don't know what's been going on, but this circus is now over. We are doing things a little bit different now, people. And unfortunately, it's never going to happen because the web we weave is so fucking deep. They, you know, Washington's selling themselves so much to know that this is how it has to be for it to all work. For all peoples to benefit. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Thank you. You as well. And it's for everybody to benefit. And that's how it's going to be. And that's how it's going to stay until you get a civil war, which is underway as we speak in Texas. You're going to start to see. This is the end. This is the end. This is the beginning of the end. What was it? Trump was in office. California wanted to separate from the union, right? Because it's literally fucking top 5 of our GDP in this country. Texas wants to separate from the fucking union, right? Okay? And there's a few, and then there's going to be more states that are going to want to separate from the union. You have, and that is the beginning of a fucking civil war. And it's happening right now. And listen, the revolution, they always say the revolution will be televised. The revolution will be streamed, okay? It'll be a live stream for the revolution. And I just feel that all this, everything that's not fucking normal, bro, is starting to take down the country. And I'm so happy that I'm at the age that I'm at. I feel sorry for my kid. Sometimes I wish I thought of this through a little bit because of where the world is, I'm hoping the future looks bright, like PBD says. If there wasn't a person like Trump that could come in and maybe straighten some shit out, what would be? What would be? You know what I mean? Like, it's really that bad. You can hear people come from other countries and say, oh, it was beautiful. You know what I hear mostly all the time? The people come back from Japan, they love it. They fucking love it over there. You got toilets that'll clean your skid marks from your asshole. It'll fucking shoot a fucking duvet up your fucking girl's fucking hoo-ha. You know what I mean? The streets are clean. And I know some of you smart asses are going to say, yeah, well, you're going to have to pay for a certain amount of toilet paper. Yeah, but obviously I'm not on that fucking carbon score. But the hotels are cheap. You can see the kid on YouTube, the sabbatical. He goes everywhere. He goes into the hoods of fucking Japan and shit. He sits there, has a wonderful time. And the kid is just having a fucking blast of his life. Right, you know, getting paid off of YouTube, making videos, traveling the world. Which I feel we should all be doing. We should all be traveling God's earth and seeing what it's like. There's some people, I've never been on a fucking plane. I might die and never be on a fucking plane, right? I've never been to Japan. I've never been fucking south of fucking New York. And I haven't been as north as New Hampshire. So it's like, it's a tremendous amount of money to fucking travel. Nobody has the time because we all got to stay in this fucking matrix running and working. But I think we should all be able to enjoy this land, this world. I mean, that's what it's about. It's not what we're doing here. And I know this seems really stupid to a lot of y'all to hear and shit, but it's just like, it's coming to the forefront for me to where, like, oh, we just, so what, we just lay down and take it? That's what we do? Well, yeah, I gotta go to work. Yeah, well, all right, so, like, but when COVID came around, you couldn't go to work, and then you had to fucking make ends meet, and then you watched everything fucking fall apart, and you could see how bad it fucking hurt our government, our country, our kids' learning ability. So you're telling me that you wouldn't do that one more time and take a stand and sacrifice 3 months to fucking tell the fucking the Congress that, hey, enough's enough. We the people now run this shit. No, you wouldn't do that. No, that's the thing. That's the thing right there. You know, if there was 100 million of us that were saying, hey, we're fucking striking in 3 months and we're fucking doing it. Boom. Why do you know? And I when I worked at Walmart, I looked at the people and I says, why don't you people unionize? We're getting paid shit. We're doing all this work. We get paid shit. These people are making billions of dollars. They can cough up $100 million just to give everybody a raise. Oh, no, you can't do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you fucking most certainly can. It's just you morons don't want to do it. So me being fucking from the city, I'd go and enact something like that, and y'all, you fucking yellowback motherfuckers living up here in the sticks, would go run away in the woods. Leave me all by myself. Oh, he's crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Until it's safe. I won, then all of a sudden I'm a fucking hero, right? You fucks. Put your finger in the air, feel where a wind's blowing. Can't stand them people. I can't. They drive me fucking bananas. They drive me bananas. Talk to fucking out of both sides of their fucking face, and nothing is the truth. Nothing is the truth. What else do we got? We got Joe Rogan signs a beautiful deal with Spotify. I told you guys, Rumble. Spotify, so remember how it was, is like YouTube wasn't doing anything for anybody. It was like you either join us or you die. So it was like YouTube or nothing. Now Spotify worked in the deal that Joe Rogan will get his channel on YouTube, and they will play the full episodes of Joe Rogan's show on YouTube.
So YouTube already knows that they're making, this is the way that they're gonna make money. It's because they know that their thing has created a lot of hoopla, and now they wanna reap some of that rewards because Joe's show is so big. So when Joe's show is so big, they want some of their money because Joe ain't going there. You know, I mean, anybody that's on Rumble is getting streamed on YouTube. So YouTube's like, all right, fine, we can't sign them, but we'll have them on our platform. But it's getting structured out with the deals, I'm sure, by the lawyers are saying, hey, anytime it gets a 7-second play, that's a, whether it's a real person behind in front of the screen that's watching the ad or not, is null and void. We're still getting paid for that like it was a live person. So Rumble's going to start this thing where they do, I forget what they called it. It was like person per view, but like it's a real person behind watching your ad, okay? So like Pepsi will say, hey, we'll put out what they'll do. What they're going to do is it's going to be like an auction, if you will. And Pepsi will say, hey, we're looking for 100,000 real eyeballs to do this. And we're willing to pay $25,000 to any streamer, okay, anybody. And you can do that if you want. And you can sign up for that contract. They might say, hey, we're looking to pay $150 for, 3,000 eyeballs. And for micro streamers, that will help. That's going to give them a little bit of way to make money. So Rumble's here to stay. It's not like Rumble's not, and I'm sure YouTube is going to start to take a play out of that playbook. Because the one thing I'm sure that you guys seen with YouTube is that the commercials have gotten a lot longer. So what they do is they'll still play the 2-commercial thing. But what it is now you're going to have to sit through one commercial for 15 seconds, 18 seconds. And then, so it'll be like 25 seconds. They'll play one full commercial, but they won't use up all 25 seconds. Then they'll push in another commercial at, say, like the 12-second, and then you have to watch it for 5, and then you can skip it. So now they're only actually losing 6 seconds of airtime. But it's like you can't. They're forcing you to watch it more and more. Do you know what I mean? So the times are changing to where they're getting more space for the advertisement because YouTube is losing money. So that's one way you could tell that YouTube, that whole 5 seconds and then skip shit, that's for the birds. That's not happening no more. Now it's like they're going to pay for a full commercial, and that's that. And they would force you. You couldn't skip the ad. You know what I mean? So then people were getting nervous about them backing out of it. So what they did is they'd say, okay, we'll have a 30-second commercial. And they'd probably say, all right, well, this one's going to be short because I've seen this commercial. It's like 10 seconds. They flip over to the next one. They wait 5 seconds, and then you have the chance to skip it. But now you almost I find myself almost watching the fucking commercials all the way now, like not even thinking. And because I'm like, oh, this is a skip ad thing. I wasn't even ready for it. You know what I mean? Because they're switching that up. Sometimes you see it pop up right away. Sometimes it'll happen in the middle of the commercial. So you think you know what I mean? They're doing these little tricks and shit. But I like the whole idea Rumble's got with the whole putting up an auction for all streamers to try to make money and advertise, because the advertisement is so big that they want young kids, right? So they go at, that's why Rumble went after like DJ Academics. I don't know if they have, I don't know if they have, I'm trying to think of them right now, No Jumper. I don't know if they have him on Rumble, but they got a lot of creators from YouTube that are huge in their genres to join Rumble.
Hi, dear. Thank you.
And so they're locking it up. And like I said, Rumble's going to be really, 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 really smart to be able to, start picking up, like, what they're going to start doing is they're going to start picking up free agents just to
to lock them down, because you might have somebody that's a micro streamer and then they blow up. You know, you have a person that's created a group on Facebook, slow start, but then it blows up, and you know what I mean. And all it's going to take is either one little audio recording or one interview, things like that. And that's what I want to do. I want to get into interviews. I want to ask people shit. You know what I mean? I'd love to sit down and talk with people. It's good to learn stuff. If you're that type of person that's not egotistical and you want to talk to somebody and say, hey, what's on your mind? Or what do you think about this? Like, you know what I mean? How do you see it? You know what I mean? And it's fucking common sense, I guess, right? You know what I mean? Fucking common sense.
Gotta love it, people. Gotta love it.
You know what I mean? I listen to Dan Bongino, and he keeps bringing up the Jan 6 bombs, and so he has a person on the inside because he's an ex-Fed. He used to work on Secret Service. He used to work on FBI and also was, I think, a New York City police officer. So with that being said, he's very versed in all the security measures. So during the, he has a guy, he's got a friend that will give him certain stuff. They don't compromise security or anything like that. So he gets this video of Kamala's fucking motorcade, all right? And her whole motorcade if you know me, you know what I've been trying to put forth, is that Kamala is a very ambitious woman, and I think she would have took presidency with the 25th Amendment a long time ago, but the Jan 6 bombing, when she was supposed to be at the Capitol, the biggest stage of her life, she's not at the Capitol, she's at the DNC, and right underneath her is a fucking pipe bomb. Whether it's viable or not viable, she doesn't know that. So the illusion remains that, hey, Kamala, you are not going any further than the vice president. You're not going to enact the 25th Amendment, because if you do, things can happen. And, maybe they even talked to her. Now I'm thinking that they talked to her. And then as they drove by, they say, they drive by a spot right where the bomb was. So they could say, and they say, see how fast we can clean it up and how we can make it appear and how we can make it disappear. That's how fast we can make your career go. So let's just stay on board. Let's be his backbone. Let's be team Biden. And of course, the one great piece of evidence that I have for you to know that took place, because the day that the prosecutor the guy that was doing the special counsel report on Biden and all his misdealings and shit, he comes out and says, I just lost my whole train of thought. So the one piece of evidence is that after that scathing report came out, you see how Biden went out and he did a presser, okay? And whoever decided that, like everybody says, like totally concurs, that was like hanging a piece of meat out in front of a bunch of hyenas. Do you know what I mean? You should have never did that. Like, that was crazy. Especially when he's going to say, my memory's fine, okay? And then after that, he fucking fumbles the shit. So why would somebody put him on like that, or why he made him a decision is beyond me. So that I agree with. The second thing, the real hard evidence here is that after that, who came out to fucking say, you motherfucker, like the DA came out of Kamala the day she had to stick up for Joe in his fucking feeble mind. Do you know how bad that killed that woman? It must have pained her so bad, like walking on a bed of hot coals to go to bed. Because that's what they said. They said, now, guess what? You're lockstep with us, and you're going to stick up for this piece of shit. this dumb bag of bones for fucking 8 years or whatever it's going to be, and then you'll have a nice life after that. Senator, congresswoman, you want to be the DA again? Who knows? You could be the governor of California if you'd like. Just do it. Fucking Newsom's plan on running. So these are the things that they offered her to keep her in line, because this dude is too much at stake. Because they know if she, because they know that, that, you know, all it is the bylaws as far as these things go in our government. So, you know, obviously there was mechanisms put in place to keep her in check, and they're still in place to keep her in check. Now, why doesn't nobody come out with the guy that found the bomb? Because he's a fucking hero. He just saved the lady's day. He just saved the day. On the biggest day of the ladies' night, okay? She's supposed to be at the Capitol. She doesn't go to the Capitol. She's late. Then the motorcade drives right by the spot where the bomb was laid. Viable or not, doesn't matter. She will believe it, hook, line, and sinker, because it's the government, right? She's not going to second guess, especially how serious the talk that they had prior then headed over to the Capitol, okay? So, you know, despite what you hear from everybody saying it's this and that, to frame MAGA people, or the stories to complete and utter bullshit and all this stuff, it's like, now it's like they're trying to, now it's, I feel like everybody's trying to discredit this whole story, because there's one storyline and there's one fucking theory out there that nobody has yet decided to talk about. And that's about Carmella maybe being checked into staying VP. Because for us to think that this is the first time she's realizing that he's fucking a moron is beyond my comprehension. And I'd be a fool to think that you are going to believe that too. You know what I mean? So what's up here? So now, you know, you know, now it's like they play it onto something that they're going to, it's, I feel like that, like, you know, these Dan Bongino's, the fucking, let me see, Howie Carr, he doesn't really touch it too much, the story, because I feel that his audience is just a tad bit, in the way of what, of, okay, you know, we know what people can gain being in these high state positions, especially when they're, you know, second, third, and fourth line of the presidency. You see it on television every day. And I'm not trying to equate what happened with Carmella as a TV series. I'm just trying to tell you that it's not out of the realm of possibilities, especially when you have things at stake like the appointing of Supreme Court justices, nominations of them. We find out that Karine Jean-Pierre, she can't do her job. They're just finding that out now. She's been feeling this whole fucking time, okay? McEnany, she fucking murdered him. You'd ask that girl anything, and she'd open up, and she'd have a tab. She'd go right to it, lay it out to you, and then she'd ad-lib some shit, and that was that. And you were satisfied as a viewer or as a journalist. CBS. Fox at one point had this lady that was a journalist, and she was like, and these people are in the know. When you get journalists like Boston's local political guy, like Dan Housley, he's in and out of Washington, okay? Jackie Heinrich, she was on Fox too at one point in Boston. Then she moved up, and she's actually in the press briefings. And she's got a pass. And so congratulations to you, to Jackie Heinrich. I've seen that. And she gives a right to KGP, too. So I love it. I think that's why she moved on from Fox. I think she knew that the writing was on the wall. It's not something that she felt that she it didn't seem like she. I don't know what organization she's in with now, but she's sure not taking the same old margin. So now John Kirby comes out and is going to watch over KGB's back to make sure she doesn't doesn't give off this animosity, because I think there was a quote in a paper, I think I want to say the Times, that said that, you know, Kirby gives off this, you know, friendly appeal that eludes KGP. So, like, you know what it is? KGP, you know, is ready to scissor any other woman that tried to come across her, right? So she has no bedside manner, if you will, okay? Because she'd just rather hack a fucking prick's dick off. You got me? If anybody out there knows what I'm saying, she'd just rather chop your fucking dick off. All right, and if you're a girl, she either run just run up and scissor you, and that's it. Okay, she I'm sure in her relationship, she is the man. Okay, she is the dominant force. But she's feeling hardcore. So CBS, before then had, but before CBS, Fox, I had this lady, her name was, Catherine Catherine Hetheridge, she was, with Fox. Now she just left CBS. Now, I couldn't fucking believe it, my jaw dropped. First one I seen at CBS, I said, oh my God, Catherine Hetheridge. Like, a real journalist, like, a credible person that you could fucking listen to and actually know that you're getting information. And I would watch her on CBS real quick, because I seen her, I'm like, holy shit, she's with CBS, what the fuck? They're really trying to do journalism? So, like, you know, when she was at the Pentagon, because she would get, that was her deal. She was, like, you know, Pentagon shit, you know what I mean? High class, like, Joint Chiefs of Staff, she wants to talk to Kirby, SecDef, all that stuff. Like, she's the person you talk to, senior fucking correspondent at the White House, at least with Fox. So CBS gets up, like, I swear she was pretty, I think she was literally only with that organization, I want to say a year, two at most, and they got rid of her. And I don't understand it. I'm sure it's not for a looks part, because you know everybody ages, and I don't know if that's what they were looking for. But that lady is a wealth of information. She is a journalist of bar none standards. Okay, she has more contacts than fucking a little bit. All right, along with her, another lady eludes me right now, and it would be on the top of my tongue. The lady reporters, like, oh Jesus. So Richard Engel, he has a lot of contacts. And the other one that works for CNN, I can't think of her name right now. But anyway, you know, these people are what you would think is the Council of Foreign Relations, okay? And these people are like the gatekeepers to be able to talk to dignitaries of other countries. Do you know what I mean? Tucker Carlson can go into Russia and talk to Putin, okay? Because Tucker, you know, comes from a line of a background of money, okay, and some kind of prestige, if you will, right? So not that would save him in any case, but you can see that the lack of not having a fake news media corporation behind you and the machine that comes with that and the protection, if you will, totally shows how much Tucker was exposed to that interview. Not in a way like, you know, he's a bad journalist or a journalism in a sense. It was just to show and expose how much he could not talk about Alexei Navalny that just passed in a Russian prison. How he tried to, you know, shakenly ask for this spy that was a total spy, okay? So he asks about Alexei. He goes about the American journalist, okay? Doesn't even talk about Alexei. So I'm sure Alexei was either on his deathbed or in a fucking hospital the day that interview was being taken place or aired. Okay, Alexei was in a hospital, so he said no questions about Alexei, because he's, you know what I mean, because he'll be dead soon. So they didn't even talk about him, which I found fascinating, because that was the opposition leader. They didn't talk about the fucking Wagner leader there. I can't think of his name right now, for God's sakes. Oh God, I can't think of it. But anyway, they didn't talk. He didn't ask anything about him. He doesn't ask. But the one thing he does have the fucking moose nuts to talk about isn't a fucking an American spy that's a very young quote unquote journalist. And Putin says, you know, I have evidence that he is a spy, and that's that. He doesn't press any on any further. It was just that. So again, that showed me just how vulnerable Tucker was without the Fox Media Corporation backing. It's almost like if he went in there with Fox on his side, he would have had like some diplomatic immunity, if you will, or like a little standard below, to where he would feel comfortable, like a say like a Richard Engel or Kia Pierce, whatever, and then Richard Engel or somebody, or the other lady, I can't think of her name, the blonde hair lady, you know. Anyway, so you get what I'm saying, and usually when they interview them on America's soil, they'll be a little rough with them, okay? Barbara Walters, when she went over to interview Fidel Castro, it was on a boat. And she was very, very, she knew that she had the might of the American, not the American media, but the American military, okay? So she went in there with the biggest fucking elephant nuts and said, go ahead, I dare you fuck with me. And then you watch how fast this fucking country comes over this water, over this little 40-mile pot of fucking water you got here. All right, so let's not act stupid. So she goes over there, and she proceeds with the interview and asks hard questions. I'm just showing you the contrast between if you're an independent interviewer or independent journalist going over Russia, you know, without any type of security or, you know, what have you. It is what it is. So, you know, he had to buy all new laptops, I'm sure, just to go in there with something clean, so he wouldn't get tracked or traced. I'm sure, you know, they packed their own food. They came with their own, you know, waters and stuff like that, of that sort. But those were probably the extents and the lengths that Tucker had to go through to make sure that, hey, you know, I'm not with Fox no more. I'm by myself. I'm on a fucking island here. So I can't say anything about anything. So all we got was a big history lesson on why Putin thinks he has to take Ukraine because they once were part of Ukraine and they were neo-Nazis. Listen, newsflash. Everybody in Ukraine knows that people are a fucking neo-Nazi. You get all them people from there, mostly in Ukraine, Germany, fucking the Soviet Union, whatever, Russia. That all comes from there. Some of the best hackers come from fucking Ukraine. They're stuck in Russia and Belarus and Poland and Finland and stuff. I mean, Sweden. I mean, like, come on, guys. Like, seriously, I don't understand, like, how most of the American media believes this. But yet, though, you know, I got to understand that some of the American media, some of the American people don't even know half the information that's out there. And nor do they seek it. So it goes to show me that, one, the American people just don't give a fuck, and they'd rather go on with their days, and they know that they're all crooked, and they have no way to save it or change it or do anything. And for them, it's black and white. It's either civil war or just go along with the system. But they don't understand how bad the system's getting because, you know, you got baby boomers that are going to start falling off, and then once the kids like us from the 80s fall off, the next thing you know, my son, half of his life, he won't know about a gas-powered car so much. It's like us changing over from the Walkman to the CD. So once my son's generation is gone, then and only then will they totally feed them all new shit, because then my son won't have all the traditions I teach my son from the olden days that I got taught will be totally disintegrated once he's gone. You know what I mean? So he'd have to teach it. So if he, so if we have generations that die before they can have their children and teach them some of them old traditions, then none of these, you know, old things will stick around about like, hey, you know, there was a locomotive. People used to bang fucking nails in a railroad. We used to use a phone, you know, to turn and had a wire. Like, what? You had a wire on your phone? Like, yeah, we used to have this tape deck thing. Like, what the fuck is a tape deck? Like, they would probably think it's something sticky. Do you know what I mean? Like, so once those values are totally disintegrated, then comes a new chapter. You can totally erase the history books at that point, because those generations won't know a fucking thing. Because anything before a certain point will be totally gone. So after, what are we, 2030? So I'd say after 2070, forget it. After 2070, maybe 2090, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. They're on the when they, I'm sure when those kids look back at a school book, you'll start seeing them when the CD was gone. And they in turn used an iPod, and that's when they'll talk about chips and things. So at least that's how I feel it's gonna go. You know, hopefully not, but I'm glad I got to enjoy these moments of my life and the years of seeing all that's transpired from what we started with a horse and buggy to what we have right now and what will. You know, obviously, you can let your imagination go, but you can't let your imagination go backwards and think about, oh, how is it this, unless you could see that stuff. Do you know what I mean? And if there is not a generation out there that remembers how it used to be, then it never was. Do you get what I'm saying? So now the Matrix cuts off totally fucking 200 years. You know, oh, yeah, the country's been we've been enacted for 530 years. Oh yeah, what was it when it was 230? Ah, nothing. We just pretty much placed this up. We didn't even, you know, fuck a cassette. You had a CD, and then it went to an iPod. That was our quick evolution. Next thing you know, we're here. Do you know what I'm saying? So, I guess you know, once they would have the power to do that, because there won't be a fucking generation on the earth, at least in America, that would know. Unless they bear children real quick, like, you know, my son would have to bear children quick, so he'd have the influence of his grandfather and his father, and I could say, oh yeah, we used to, you know, we started out from a horse and buggy, so now it's logged into him. So now you'd have to wait till he has a generation to fucking, and then he's gonna be able to teach that one about, you know, old music, Elvis, this, that, and you know, and let it mean something, what it means to sit at a table and have to eat with your family, all these connections and these conversations that we had. It wasn't that you ate at the table and looked at the screen and told, you know, Alexis to fucking put on, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm while you ate dinner. You know what I'm saying? I guess I don't know if I'm making any sense. I'm not live. I can't ask the chat, but I'm trying to head there. I need to, you know, of course I need to support. I would love for you guys to support me. I have to get up to, I don't know, what, 60 listeners. I have to touch 100 listeners within 60 days. So it's a little criteria I got to beat. If you'd like to shout it out, share it, send in a question. You can email me at waymalancing4@gmail.com. If you want to hear something, send the subject. Let me know what's up. You can send me hate mail. Whatever's whatever. It's all love at the end of the day. I love you guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you later. Peace.